California. They were all diagnosed in hospitals there between July and this month, December. One patient was an adult. Four were under 18. Three of them lived in the U.S., it says here. Okay. So three did live in the U.S., and two of them were residents of Mexico. And three of them died. Now, Rocky Mountain fever is a severe, rapidly progressive, and often deadly disease. It is transmitted by the bite of a tick, of an infected tick. It is endemic in several northern Mexico states that border the U.S., including Baja, California. So you got to be very careful. I remember when I was up in Wisconsin one time, a friend of mine got a tick. Seemed to me it was in their ear, of all places. Not Rocky Mountain tick, but it was a tick, you know?
Well,
little buggers.
I'm going to wait until there's proof, because do you remember when the pandemic was just about over? All of a sudden, the murder hornets were coming.
Uh-huh.
Remember those?
Kind of, yeah.
The big hornets that could kill you? All of a sudden, they...
They went away.
Went away.
What do you think it was? Just a fluke?
No, I think it's something that they make up to tell you the truth.
Oh, okay. So you think this might also be an issue that might be made up?
Wouldn't help. Could be. Didn't Biden... Biden got us out of that pandemic, didn't he?
Do you think Biden has Rocky Mountain spotted fever by any chance?
No. He's been hit... Been bitten by the old bug.
Hey, guess who we have? Our Eye in the Northern Sky is joining us. I can't think of a better guy to talk with than Angelo Ceresi. We're talking about all kinds of things this morning. How you doing, first of all?
Doing very good. Very good. No snow. We had a little bit of snow last week, but that it's kind of dissipated. We had 63-degree weather the other day.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And Rochester's kind of in the snow belt. I would guess you're going to have some more snow between now and Christmas.
I imagine we will.
Yeah.
But right now, the weather's been very, very good.
Mm-hmm. So, Donald Trump continues to, we talked about this earlier, don't know if you heard it, he continues to dominate the Iowa caucus, which is coming up in 5 weeks, in late January. He has a 51% support rate, according to the latest NBC News Des Moines Register poll. Ron DeSantis comes in a distant second at 19%. So he's 32 points lower, despite the fact that poor Ron's been running around to every county in Iowa. And then comes Nikki Haley. She's at 16%, right behind Ron. Nobody else is even worth mentioning. So right, I guess these are the only three. These are really the only three, I guess, that we could consider that have any shot, right?
Right. But I think Trump is going to take the Iowa caucus there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that he's going to. I think he's going to get the nomination. You can see how he's still leading Biden all over the place.
Yeah.
Even in Michigan. The Michigan poll that they had this morning, he's leading in all the states over there in that area.
Well, anybody that runs right now on the Republican side, apparently from what I've seen, leads Joe Biden.
Yeah. So
it's not just Donald Trump. In fact, I think the last I saw, Nikki Haley has actually got a wider lead over Joe Biden than either Trump or DeSantis.
I've got a bigger lead over Joe Biden.
A Republican fire hydrant may have a bigger lead over Joe Biden. So I'm not so sure that, you know, it's necessarily just Donald Trump. I think Joe Biden is just, let's be honest, he's doing himself in, is he not?
Yeah, I think he's done. And the Democrats are getting worse and worse trying to convict Trump on everything they possibly can.
Yeah. Now, Trump was scheduled to testify in his New York trial this morning, and we've mentioned this earlier as well. He has announced that he is not going to take the stand.
Right, I read that.
So, and maybe he does. It's kind of like showing up for the Republican primary debate. Why go up there and subject yourself to anything when you feel you're doing pretty well, even in maybe this trial? Maybe he feels. Or he may feel that the judge is so biased that it won't make any difference, and he's going to rely on the appeal.
Right. He's going to go everything through the courts, you know, because, you know, our system is really slow when it wants to be, which they're really doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to just have to rely on the courts because, you know, they're all charges are phony, every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to try their darndest to keep it in the news anyway. They know that he's not going to get convicted, but they're just going to keep it in the news to keep it in the public eye, like what they did before.
Do you have any comment on a different topic? Do you have any comment on these presidents of these Ivy League schools, in particular Penn? I guess MIT is also one of them, and Harvard. The president of Penn has been basically fired, although she resigned.
She resigned, right.
She resigned. They're going to keep her on staff, which means she's going to keep getting her money. But in that particular case, a huge, I think it was a Jewish donor, but I don't quote me on it, said that he was pulling a multi-million dollar situation out of his, he's no longer going
right.
to be funding something or other there. I'm guessing money talks and BS walks sometimes. I don't know.
Well, you know, these colleges that had these pro-Palestinian protests, I mean, these presidents of these colleges should have done something. And
what can they do, though? What can they do? Do you want them to
figure out who's
in the crowd that's shouting that and then kick them off campus or what?
Well, I know there's the freedom of speech. It's hard to tell somebody you can't congregate because that's in the First Amendment, right? It's the freedom of speech and the right to congregate.
The trick is to say if you call for the genocide of a particular group of people.
Right, they should actually...
Is that free speech or is it not? That's the nugget.
Well, they consider it hate speech today, don't
that
they?
That is correct. You cannot shout fire in a theater or in
right.
a public place.
Let's put it a different way. Let's say a group of people march and say, let's kill all the black people. How far is that going to get?
Right.
There would have been a bigger outcry for sure on the campuses if that was said.
As wrong as that is, somebody should be put in jail for saying that. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I think that you cannot call for the elimination of any group of people and not suffer the consequences. And
that's what they were doing at those protests, correct?
Yes,
apparently. And none of these college presidents said or did anything about it. I mean, now, if everything else is considered a hate speech, right? People are put in jail for hate speeches. Well, same thing should hold true for those people.
And I think it's the way they answered the question, because they didn't answer the question. When it was asked, it was a yes or no question. Well, it kind of depends. What they were looking for is it is hate. And we won't put up with it. And we're going to try to find the students that are doing it and get rid of them.
In fact, if I might, here is the question that was posed to Harvard's president, Claudine Gay, by that Stefanik, that Republican.
Elise Stefanik, right?
Yes. She said, at Harvard, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Harvard's rules of bullying and harassment? Gay was specifically asked that question by Stefanik, and this is Gay's response. It can be, depending on the context. And Gay said, anti-Semitic speech, when it crosses into conduct that amounts to bullying, harassment, intimidation, that is actionable conduct, and we do take action, according to Gay. When pressed to answer yes or no, if calls for the genocide of Jews breaks school rules. So right now, there are, you know, the same billboard kind of trucks that were floating around the campus of Pennsylvania that got that woman president fired are now hovering around Harvard.
Are they saying all those people that are protesting are students?
Oh, no. Obviously, it's not just students. You know that.
Well, what are they doing on the property?
I know.
I don't understand.
Well,
what are they doing on the property?
Right. The question is, are people busing, helping finance?
Well, of course they are.
That's the
troublemakers.
There you go.
Right. What she should have asked those presidents, do you consider this a hate speech? Under federal law, why didn't you do anything about it? Right? If it's a hate speech and there's a federal law that people go to jail for it, why didn't you do anything about it?
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
I think we have to be careful when we say it's a federal law. The deal is that the government is under the provisions of that kind of thing. It's whether or not, you know, go ahead.
If you were to beat up on an Asian person, you can be charged with a hate crime.
Yes.
Well, isn't that kind of the same thing when you're asking for
the genocide of a group of
that
people?
Group of people? Isn't that the same thing?
I would think it is.
I mean, you go up, give them a warning, tell them get the heck out of here.
I would think it is. When you know, and I do think that there's a fine line about this. I mean, if you say something that immediately results in somebody being injured, like calling,
right,
screaming fire in a theater where everybody starts trampling each other, that is an obvious, immediate, injurious statement. It causes injury. If you are standing with a sign in a large group that says, from the river to the sea,
right,
that's not quite as immediately, whatever you want to call it, injurious.
Well, there was one woman walking around yelling, from the mountains to the sea. And then they were like, what did you say? She's like, from the park to the sea. And there's,
she hadn't figured it out.
And then the other half, well, I bet you at least 75, maybe even higher than 75%. If you got those people's side, they could not pick out Palestine,
right,
or Israel
on
a map. If you spotted them planet Earth.
That's true. And, you know, the other thing is, all these people that are screaming about what the Israelis have done over the years, they should go and live in some of these countries.
Have you seen that video of what happened October 7th?
What happens
7th?
To some of these women?
Have you seen the video?
No.
I haven't. It's out.
You mean the whole thing?
The whole thing.
I have not. I'm not sure I'd want
to
see it. Go ahead.
I mean,
yeah.
Part of it, the disgusting part of being killed and stuff, but the people that were doing it were acting like they had just scored the winning goal.
Yeah.
And
it's unbelievable how monstrous they are.
And the count that they were, hey, that's two more, what they were yelling, that's five more.
It's horrible.
Hey, if anybody,
horrible. Yeah, maybe they should force these people that are protesting into a theater to watch it.
One of those big panel trucks that shows signs and stuff like that, and play that clip right in front of those people
exactly
that are standing.
Right.
Let them see it.
That's what I'm
Let
saying.
Let them see it.
Yep. Yeah, it's just amazing how ignorant some people are, and they really are. Angelo?
Yes.
It's always a pleasure to have you, my friend. I want to thank you very much for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, sir. You take good care, and I'll talk to you hopefully next week.
See you next week.
All right,
talk
buddy. Okay, thanks. All right, sir. We're going to take our break. When we come back, we still got some things to talk about. The Air Force. Why don't you join the Air Force? You know why? You could pocket up to $600,000. Yes, yes, I said that. $600,000 in bonus money. We will tell you all about it.
You got the love, you got the power, but you just don't understand.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back for the final segment of Freedom Works on a Monday. We thank you so very much for being with us. By the way, we are here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tantalk Radio Network. We always love it when you find time to listen. However, if you're busy, and we know around Christmas that can be the case, thanks to Big Ed, you can listen to our show, anytime. Just go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Click on the podcast button at the top. Ed's got every show we've been doing, most recent show at the top. He also puts in there who the guest is and the topic with the guest. And, bless his big heart, he puts in the top 10. You can't go wrong. OurFreedomWorks.com. Okay, so, this is very interesting. Aiming to address U.S. military pilot shortages, the Air Force says it will offer up to $600,000 in bonus money over the next 12 years. They must be desperate to get pilots. The bonuses range from $15,000 to $50,000 per year for contracts that range from 3 to 12 years of additional service. The Air Force says the bonuses will be available through two programs for the fiscal year 2024. Let's see here. This is building on prior initiatives to deliberately shape and retain experienced rated officers to meet Air Force retention, training, and mission readiness requirements to maintain the, they call it, lethality. You ever use that word very much in a sentence? Lethality of the Air Force. Eligible active duty aviators. So obviously, you got to know how to fly before you go get the money.
Oh, yeah.
Eligible active duty aviators have until August the 1st of 2024 to sign up.
Well, people are staying away from our military because of just what they... Let me ask you a stupid question here.
Go ahead, because I'm great with a stupid answer.
How do they treat transgenders in the military? In other words, a transgender female or male, are they allowed to bunk with women?
I'm going to guess that if they are a transsexual, yes. If they're, I feel like being a woman today.
I mean,
I'm not so sure anymore about that one.
If you haven't changed your
plumbing, I don't know that they do that, but I don't know enough about it, to be honest with you. I just
interesting.
Don't know. Yeah. All right. Before we get to our top 10, Ed, if I remember correctly, on Friday, you gave the Bucks no chance whatsoever to win that game against the Atlanta Falcons. But do my eyes deceive me? I think that the Bucks won.
They actually
did. And not only did they win, they are number one in their own division.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yes, they did win. They tried to lose it a couple of times, but they did wind up winning. And, yes, they are tied for first in their division. At 6 wins and 7 losses.
6-7, and they're
under 500.
Are they tied with Atlanta?
Yes, they are. But they win the tiebreaker.
They win the tiebreaker,
yes.
Yeah. So it looks like they might make the playoffs, right?
Well, there's 4 games to go.
Oh, okay, so they
have to go to Green Bay next.
Okay.
Then they've got Jacksonville here.
Green Bay's beatable.
Yeah. Then they've got New Orleans.
Jacksonville, are they not playing better?
Yeah, they were. Trevor got hurt last week, and this week they didn't do well. They got beat by the Browns.
Their quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you're saying is that you're not 100% yet?
Well, they win the next four, they're in. Put it that way.
Well, yeah. I mean, okay.
Well, you want to control your own destiny?
Yeah, I guess you
all
do.
All those games, they are winnable.
Okay. Well, I'm delighted that they're still in, and my beloved Bears actually beat the number one team in their division, the Detroit Lions.
Yes, they did.
Much to my shock and chagrin.
Yes.
Okay, it is time for our top 10, and guess what, Ed? I've lost my top 10. I know it's here somewhere. Wait a second. Hold it on. Where are you? Oh, here it is. Okay, I found it. All right. And this is the updated top 10 greatest Christmas movies, all right? We're doing all kinds of Christmas top 10s these days. I want to see if Ed will know what is number one. So, Ed, you got to listen, even though you're rolling the drum. So here we go. Number 10. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, 1964.
It's the animated version,
It's the animated version. Yeah. This made-for-TV Rankin and Bass classic feature has Burl Ives as Sam the Snowman.
Yeah, we always look forward to that one.
Yeah, is that where he sings It's a Holly Jolly Christmas? Yeah. Yeah, I love that song. Number 9. The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Yeah,
1974. Did you see that?
Yeah, not on the list every year.
Better known as the movie with Heat Miser. Mm. Santa is played by Mickey Rooney. He has a cold and decides to take the year off from Christmas. It's up to a pair of elves to save the day. Mm. All right. Number 8. Oh, I think everybody has seen this one probably. The Muppet Christmas Carol, 1992. Do you recall that one?
No.
Jim Henson's Muppets take on Dickens in this fur and felt adaptation of A Christmas Carol. And Kermit plays Bob Cratchit. And Michael Caine plays Ebenezer Scrooge. Mm. All right. Number 7. Bad Santa, 2003.
That's funny.
You remember it, right?
That's funny. Billy Bob Thornton.
Spikes the eggnog in this bruised black comedy about a disgusting, drunk department store Santa who's out to rob stores on Christmas Eve. I've never seen it, but now I'm going to go look for it.
The second one's even worse, to tell you the truth.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bit rude.
This one sounds pretty rude.
It's rude.
Number 6. Love Actually.
I don't know that.
I know. I've heard of it. It was made in 2003. It's a round delay of lump-in-your-throat London love during the holiday season. You could fill a stocking with all the terrific moments in the film. All right. Number 5. How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah.
Everybody's seen that. 1966. Animated. And guess who was the Grinch? The voice of the Grinch was the great Boris Karloff. Mm. Okay. Number 4. You mentioned this one, Elf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was 2003, Will Ferrell.
Yep.
Priceless as the oversized elf. Number 3, A Charlie Brown Christmas, 1965, animated. It was great. Number 2, A Christmas Story, Ralphie, Peter Billingsley. No, don't worry. You got to get your Red Rider.
Yep.
All right. And what do you think's number 1 real quick?
I think it's got to be... National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's a good guess, but it's a Wonderful Life.
And that's, I know, but that right there is robbery.
Yeah, it should be on there.
It's got to be in there somewhere.
I think you're right. Anyway.
And they even have 24 hours of it.
Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart. All right. We'll be back on Wednesday. Freedom Works.
Across the shake my window, sweet seducing sighs. Get me out.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Dire warnings about the situation in Gaza from a UN official.